Well, of course, a tree, a pine tree, they, what do they call that? A certain season, when the sap goes down, they tap in, and they put a little place pocket-like, just about shaped like this, and they put a little container made of sheet metal, just like a trough to catch it.
Yes, ma'am.
And the rosin comes down and drips in that. And then they go by at a certain time and tap it. They call it tapping because they empty those and put them in a container, and then in a certain number of days, they know how many, go back and tap it again.
Yes, ma'am.
That's in the country, though.
I see. So that wood is mainly pine then, that burns very
yeah.
quickly. I see. Or you mentioned andirons. Have you ever heard people call those by any other name than andirons? Some people I've talked to say they've heard them called fire dogs or dog irons. Have you ever heard that?
No, I have heard dog links, dog chains, but that was when they used to smoke the logs down the river. Instead of putting them on the boats, they put them on barges.
Yes, ma'am.
And they would link them together, so many logs together with these dog irons. And it was a clamp that fit on one on the outside and a chain that let it go across to the other side, maybe 10 logs, I just don't know how many logs. But we go in and hold them together, see,
yes,
like that. And this thing, this Tom kind of caught it, ripped them together.
I see. And we're talking about the fireplace, the thing on the outside of the house that the smoke goes through, you would call that the...
Flue.
I see. Have you ever heard it called by any other name?
Chimney.
But it's the same thing. I see.
It's an outlet for the smoke.
Nice. You know, these great big tall ones that you see on factories that the smoke goes through?
Smokestack.
So it'd be a smokestack at a factory, but a flue on a house.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Did you ever have to clean this
out?
Oh,
yes.
At times?
It should be cleaned to keep it in condition. You used to have men going around called chimney sweeps. And they would take a sack, well, all of them had a different way of doing it, but a great majority would take a sack and put one or two bricks in it, and they'd get on the top of the house, and they'd put that on a string, a rope, and let it down and up, and that would cause the soot to fall to the bottom, and they'd put a bag or something around it, the fireplace, and take it out that way. It would fall mostly in that, you see. Anyway, it wouldn't scatter over the floor. But the last time, we used, I don't know what you call it, some kind of a powder that we put in there, and it made a fire out of it, and it was supposed to absorb that. Then my mother always kept an empty tin can on this end and one on this end, because they claimed that the metal had something in it that would absorb some of the soot.
I see. Well, what did they do about the stuff that was left when the wood burned down?
We shake that down and take it out, and you can put it in the garbage, but I put it in holes if there's any in the yard, like low places where the water stains or something like that.